Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klalun Hey, and we're learning Simin Zayin. So the Chayodim says, "Kishem Varachal Yain B'Soch Hasuda LaHotzi Achern B'Bruchasoi Yomer Savrai Rabbi Sai or Savri Rabbi Sai." So when a person is making a bracha B'Rifya Gofen during the middle of the meal, so he has to announce it with the word Savri. But to learn what that means to say, I want you to be sober. I want you to think about this. Why do we do that? Since they're eating and they have to interrupt their eating to focus on the bracha, so we make this announcement in order to garner their attention. And since that is the halacha, that during the meal we need to do this in order to get their attention, and that's important. So Reprei Govan is a bracha which is unique in the fact that we need to make this bracha during the meal as opposed to only before the meal. So the only place where you have a person who's torrid in Achila, which we need to call it, get his attention, is the bracha Reprei Govan. All other foods, you make the bracha before the meal, so you're not busy eating yet. You're just starting to eat. Over here, you're already eating, and still you have to make the bracha Reprei Govan in the middle of the meal. So Reprei Govan is unique that it needs this idea of calling attention, hence Savri. And therefore, we always use Savri, as opposed to, theoretically, we could have used a different phrase, like we do by Hamoitzi, we say Bereshus. Okay. V'yesharim, some say different pshat, why we use the word Savri. Tav galayayim, this is unique to wine. Mishum l'pamim, maybe yolola l'olam. Wine can be a source of tragedy in the world. That people get drunk and people do things which are bad, etc. Whether they're directly hurting the other people, they're hurting themselves, etc. So it's a source of yolala, of tragedy, of pain. Maybe I can announce, but that I believe that this wine will be better, will be unique, and it will be beneficial as opposed to detrimental. So that's why that applies all the time. Because according to the first Peshat, it really only makes sense to say this Havri during the meal. Before the meal, you could say Brishus. So we say Adiv Loplug, which is it's interesting Loplug. And therefore, the Chayadim brings the second Peshat as well. I skipped the line. When it comes to benching, when it comes to in the shul, you go after different minhagim. And the Shabura points out that the minig is not to say savri when a person benches on a kais at the end of the end over there. The person does not say savri because at the beginning of benching, he already got everybody's attention and he got everybody's rishus by saying rishus, and the baruch of the Reprei Govan is a continuation of the benching. So there's no need to ask for any type of attention or rishus at that point in time. I do want to point out that that's really based on the idea that the halacha is that a person is not supposed to speak if somebody's benching on a kais. So the person who's benching is not supposed to speak between the benching and the bracha on the kais. Not only that, but the people who were in the zimun together with him also are not supposed to speak after benching is over, until the bracha is made on the kais. So there's no need to call attention, because nobody's speaking. Nowadays, people are not makbid on that halacha. So theoretically, we should call people's attention. They should be able to hear the bracha. And appropriately, they should have in mind to be yotzer with it, because it is appropriate to drink from a kais shel bracha. It's therefore, they should either make their own Reprei Govan or have in mind to be yotzer with the Reprei Govan of the Mevorech, which would require them to have their attention called to it. But that being said, it's not a takana of Chazal, because Hapi Alocha, it's not an issue. He already asked Rishus beforehand, and there's quiet at this point in time, according to the assumption of the Halacha. Okay, now, the Einabim Rishus Al-Kiddush Avdolah, I don't need to ask Rishus from you, because it's a Dabar Shebechayva. And therefore, we would not say Rishus. But the reason we say Savri is only because of Lo Plug, Finally, Abba did Hamotzi. The by Hamotzi we say Brishus, and it gives us some more comments to look up. So, an interesting point about the idea of Savri, why we do it, and the application to benching. That I personally learned this many, many years ago. I was leading benching in the dining room of the Talz Yeshiva by Shul Shudas, and I said Savri at the end. And the Rishiva Reb Chaim Stein pointed out to me this halacha that one does not need to say Savri when one is benching and one is making a brach on the kais, because he already said Brishus at the beginning of the benching, and that continues on to the bracha on the kais as well. And there's no need to call attention because people are being quiet. So I learned that halacha directly from one of my rebbeim, and after subsequently found that halacha. The halacha is found in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalad, and that's found in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, the Sharatian Sifkatan Nun Gimel, as is marked off by the Piskei Mishnah Berurah that you'll find at the bottom of your page. Have a good day.